Rosario Magazine presents Dr. Hector Montes Vega, MD, ears, nose and throat specialist. Conversed is with Hector Montes, a surgeon who graduated from the Autonomous University of Ciudad Juarez and who has one of the most complex specialties in medicine, otorhinolaryngology, which studies and treats diseases of the ears, nose and throat. Hector is a young doctor, with a very friendly manner that provokes a warm conversation, and the writer could assure that his consultation was extremely pleasant. Please tell me a little about yourself. I am proudly Chihuahuan. I was born in the city of Chihuahua, Chihuahua, brought to Ciudad Juarez when I was 1 year old. My father and mother were teachers, so that I lived surrounded by primary school teachers, of schools and books, trained in pure public schools. I was at the Revolucion Primary School, then at the State Secondary School No. 2. The Colegio de Bachelors No. 5. I studied university for 7 years, 5 of general medicine. You complete a 5-year degree and then a year ago boarding school and a year at the end social service, which I think is useful for you to return to the community something of what they gave us, because honestly at our university, the costs are fortunately very low. I always had the idea of continuing to grow. The doctor has to learn every day and we don't run out of study material. I think the main thing is that as a doctor, we don't run out of thirst to continue growing and learning. Nowadays everything is very dynamic, the world changes, medicine changes, and one has to continue absorbing knowledge and applying the experience obtained with each patient. You keep it in mind in the next consultation. There are diseases that occur in 1 in every 100,000 people and perhaps you have never faced a case. You investigate, study, and when a patient arrives with a similar condition, you have history in your collection to treat him in a better way. Where did you study the specialty in otorhinolaryngology? I did the specialty in a hospital called Hospital Dos de Mig, which is the old headquarters of the Red Cross, founded in 1924, before the Spanish Civil War, which is a hospital with a lot of tradition. Great doctors have passed through it, that hospital. How did you decide to do your specialty in Barcelona? Well, I had the vision of mixing two things, Mexican and European medicine. I must say that I value Mexican medicine a lot, because it is warm with the patient, it is really very social, but you also want to merge first world technology, really, and Europe's medicine is first world. At the same time, Spain attracted me because it is a Latin country, though let's say it in some way, not struggling with the language, the idea of being in a city like Barcelona that has the best of everything. It has a beach, it has mountains, it has spectacular food, culture and a lot of medical tradition. However, living in Catalonia, you need to learn Catalan. Honestly, I was never very good at speaking it, but you absorb it, yaumamas, as they say, and you understand the intentionality and speed they use when speaking. Spaniards speak very quickly, Mexicans speak more slowly, so if listening to a Spaniard speak quickly is complicated, Catalan, well, you can imagine. What are the differences between the education system in Spain and Mexico? They exist. For example, I always had a teacher by my side throughout the training. It is different from the residencies there because there is always a teacher with you. In Mexico there is normally a student from a higher degree supervision, when the teacher is with you. As a doctor, you try to replicate the quality that they provide and that warmth that they offer to the patient. Diango, the singer, was our patient. He opted for Social Security, because fortunately Social Security in those countries is the best there is. Private medicine also works spectacularly. But honestly, people take care of themselves in security. The insurance is, it has been private, I mean for the public, that's how it is, without a problem, and it has no cost for it. How can you describe the experience of leaving a city like Juarez, with how multicultural it can be, and arriving in Barcelona, on the other side of the world in a Europe that can be explored in hours, the openness to cultures and the possibility itself, to cultivate yourself? Arriving in Europe, there is a cultural shock, but you carry a strong baggage. Juarez is not a backward city and we have the ease of being on the border, and on the border we absorb multiple cultures and access technology more quickly. It does not surprise us are the computers or technology, but culturally there is a clash from, as we said, the language, the food, plus the culture. As we all know, it is very easy to adapt to the good, especially if you go with an open mind. In Europe they receive with open arms to the Mexican. I remember that my accent caught their attention a lot. They couldn't figure out if I was Mexican or what I was. They say it's very neutral. They told me you don't speak like that, like you cantinflas. And I told them that Mexico is very big and which is in itself a cultural melting pot. When you finished your specialty in otorhinolaryngology, Why did you decide to return to Juarez? I always had the romantic idea or commitment to medicine of bringing this to my people, to my town. I'm not saying that we are in diapers, but the little or much that you can contribute can always have a positive impact on the medical area and on the quality of life of patients. Implementing cutting-edge technologies, bringing new techniques, which you learn to use there. Unlike in Mexico, the doctor learns with equipment with previous generation technology. Studying there gives you the possibility of working not only with one, but with two or more latest generation equipment. Otorhinolaryngology is, as we said at the beginning, a very complex specialty. How do you perceive the future of your specialty? Otorhinolaryngology is very vast and beautiful, since we address the ear apparatus where balance and hearing are housed. Being able to operate on many of these diseases in the future, there will surely be only specialists in this area. You see that the techniques, the drugs and also are advancing. Unfortunately, more diseases are seen from this region. In the case of the nose, with the presence of more pollution on the planet, allergies and benign and other malignant tumors, we use minimally invasive techniques to extract these pathologies, and in the process we take the opportunity to correct cosmetic defect, which has increased demand in the last 20 years, and I am satisfied that it improves the general perception of the face, and of course the patient's self-esteem is a great satisfaction. In the case of the vocal cords, there are also subspecialties and for neck pathologies, from the thyroid gland, submandibular glands and other structures. There is also a subspecialty in these diseases. It's been 13 years since you started Pina Hearing and Vertigo Clinic. I also see that you are working with hearing problems among other things, but hearing problems are becoming more common. Please tell me about this. Well, we call it a hearing and vertigo clinic. However, we are not. Technically, the clinic is understood as a place with hospitalization service, and we do not offer that service. But the idea is to create the space to provide comprehensive services for problems related to otorhinolaryngology. In the consultation, we evaluate a patient who has difficulty hearing if he can be operated on because he suffers from otosclerosis. We operate on him and he recovers his hearing. But there are other diseases where, unfortunately, with current techniques, we cannot recover hearing. So we make the prosthesis. We calibrate it on the computer. With the technology that exists today, hearing aids are like a computer. It has become an assistant that helps you, even when receiving a call. Tell me about your work team. In my work team, there are those in charge of audiometry, and now I have two colleagues who are specialists in inner ear problems, and as a team we complement each other. We work with neurologists, neuro and otosurgeons, as well as otoneurologists who are in the clinical part, like the internist and the intensivist. The internist who studies and fixes the problems of the inner ear, but another doctor comes into the surgical field. We form a huge team. How did you select your work team? How did they arrive? The secret is in teamwork. If you want to do everything alone, maybe you can, but you are not always going to offer the best alternative. Forming a work team will help you do it better. My team is made up of talented professionals. Some arrived by chance. Others, you met them in a surgery. You talked to them in a course, at a congress. You get to know each other along the way. I think I am a very good talent hunter. Knowing the person is putting yourself to the test, their capabilities. I am one of those who like to see the glass half and full, and in some way evaluated the people I meet along the way. Personality, that we agree that we like what we do. Trying to give good attention and having the thirst to train and learn. For example, from my partners here present, Diego, who is the same as me, is not restless. He is restless, and we have done since we started that. We started in 2013 to 2014. I believe that for 10 years we have always had the vision of being a growth, but with ethics, as students enjoying the journey. If we could treat it as a selection methodology, it is 90% personality, that you share our vision. We finally put him to the test. We have rarely had a failure in these decisions. We once tested a person for a month and he did not give the result we expected, and we let him go even though he has the required capabilities. It did not coincide with this vision or way of acting, from the way of addressing towards the public. We want the patient to leave always with a smile and wanting to return to the consultation. Is there anything else you would like to add? Yes, the public and readers can be sure that at Pina Hearing and Vertigo Clinic, both at Centro Quirúrgico de Lourdes and at Avenue Pedro Rosales de Leon 7509, they will receive warm, sensitive, humane treatment. We are a group of professionals sensitive and concerned about each patient who visits us, and we aim to achieve a relationship with our patients. Since there are surgical and non Surgical procedures that require periodic visits, and what better than meeting someone close to you like your doctor? Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zara Impresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.